12, in the future, you should only function as a teacher and counselor, while the group members now have to take over the mission work in a more independent and self-responsible manner. 28. 13, for your health's sake, we and the High Council have not yet become conclusive as to whether the intended additional contacts should be taken up with you now or in the year 1986. 29. Time will first prove this, depending on whether you survive this whole time and, if so, how you manage health-wise until then. 30. If the contacts should still arise, then they will probably be of a purely telepathic nature because physical contacts would probably neither be necessary nor portable for you or for the other side. 31. Then, furthermore, all our allies, who are also not replaced like us, will likewise withdraw themselves with us. 32. Only in the distant future will we, perhaps, return in secret to fulfill our remaining tasks, as is planned. 33. However, this will be when the Earth person has already long dominated spaceflight and has closed contact, in an official form, with other human forms in the universe. 34. However, these human forms will be of a different form than we are, which is why they can physically associate with the Earth people. Translator's note. I am not entirely certain as to why the Pledgerans intend the year 2029 to be the time of their permanent withdrawal, but my best educated guess is that this could very well be around the time when Maia is to depart from this life. It is known that Maia has been made aware of the exact time and manner of his death, but I currently do not know if such information has been revealed publicly. Billy, then contacts with other non-earthly humans are still coming in the distant time? Quetzal, 35. That is correct, and it is to be expected that intelligences of non-Lyran origin will appear again, and as our calculations show, there should be those among them whose original, ancient forefathers already visited the Earth, if not always in a loving way. Billy, probably those who showed themselves off as angry gods and other rulers. Quetzal, 36. That is correct. Billy, but are you really so far along with your tasks that you can simply withdraw or at least retract yourselves, as this was intended according to the plan from the very beginning? Quetzal, 37. The necessary knowledge has been given to the Earth people by you and by us, and this is, indeed, sufficient to lead a life in the small and large, according to the right policies, and to arrange everything accordingly. 38. The Earth person has to learn the rest through his own evolution. 39. But the road is still very long and difficult, especially when one thinks of the many acts of war and of the national enslavement, which will still haunt the Earth. 40. But listen, 41. The final departure on our part hasn't been definitely decided yet, therefore, the contacts may still continue under certain circumstances. 42. But this will first prove itself. Billy, and the Third World War, what about that? Quetzal, 43. Still for a long time, everything is unclear and everything stands on the knife's cutting edge. 44. Things are so confused that no clear picture can be derived from it. 45. Currently, everything seems to point to such a war, but in contrast, the danger is less severe again. 46. However, all final facts show that this war is inevitable and, thus, that it will come. 47. But everything, as I said, is uncertain because these facts are changing constantly, particularly through the peace meditation, which should occur in a much larger framework, nevertheless. 48. It is probably effective in the existing smallest framework, but the foreign and hostile powers are simply too great, so at least only the alleviation of Dera can be sought after if the great chaos is actually inevitable and, nevertheless, still falls, which still seems to be unavoidable, at least for the time of the prophecies. 49. But the future will tell what will be and what we, at present, do not yet clearly see. Billy. Then the people of the Earth must continue to live with the fear of the Third World War. Quetzal, 50. Unfortunately, That is still correct for the time being, and with that, my friend, I once again said all that I had to say for today. Billy, I also have no questions because for some time, my head feels like it's hollowed out. Quetzal, 51. That is understandable because you are very lacking in health. 52. You need plenty of rest and plenty of sleep, and above all, you also must abstain from strains, therefore, I also don't want to occupy you any longer. 53. Until we meet again, my friend. 54. Salam. Billy, salam, bye. 195th Contact Monday, August 20, 1984. 12:20 p.m. Billy, you are punctual like an alarm, my friend. Quetzal, 1. That is correct because I still have many other things to do. Billy, then I don't want to delay you long and will tell you the facts immediately. It is the case that I have neither received the signed commitments that you demanded from Lee for a new copy of the contract between him and Figure nor a new contract. Quetzal, 2. It isn't necessary that you enumerate the facts to me in detail because I thoroughly informed myself about your concerns and am, thus, in the picture. 3. I am also oriented over your conversations in the center and over the many telephone calls, so also over Mr. G., whom you would gladly like to see as the new contractual partner. 4. To this end, I now have to tell you the following. 5. Note, sentences 5-26 were replaced by the following explanations. Lee Elder's personal issues with the performance and facts relating to Lee Elder's, who was reviled by malicious machinations and slanders of insincere, dishonest people from Switzerland as well as from Germany and the United States in his honor, dignity, and integrity. Only years of investigations by Quetzal brought the whole truth to light in 2004, namely that since the beginning of the 80s, there were deliberate and malicious intrigues against Lee Elder's, which led to many misunderstandings and a lot of unpleasant things. Exact details regarding the investigations only arose in the official contact conversations number 357, 12:23 a.m., April 26, 2004, and 358, 3:10 a.m. and 10:58 a.m., May 6, 2004. In accordance with these, in the special bulletin number 14, May 3, 2004, the following official explanation was published. Translator's note, the following is an official, authorized translation of this portion of today's version of this contact report which was retrieved from here, http://www.figure.org/ch/virin/periodica/sonderbulletin/2004/near14/Lee Elder's Ingl. In matters concerning myself, through slanderous intrigues that lead back to the early 80s, unpleasant differences resulted in connection with Lee Elder's, USA, and as a consequence, a leaflet was printed in an edition of 300, and about 180 copies of it were distributed. The leaflet presented explanations that, more than 20 years later, turned out to be lies and slander and were quite consciously and calculably circulated by persons whose aim it was to oust me, Billy Edward Albert Mayer, from the position of being the virtually most important person in regard to the contacts with the Pleiadians. The idea of these defamations was to take my place through egotistic behavior, arrogance, and overbearingness, and push me into the background. The persons concerned intended with it to take over the stage, in order to be able to nourish their self-interest in living in a selfish and inconsiderate manner, and in fact, consciously and, thus, against better understanding, the truth was transformed into lies and slander in order to reach the abominable aims. Thereby, I was badly deceived and misled, while Lee Elder's was evilly and slanderously reviled and was insulted to be a fraud, liar and thief. Through the truth that, in the meantime, has come to light with the help of the pledge of Quetzal, the whole sad matter presents itself in the way I have described above. That signifies that Lee Elder's has greatly been wronged, for which I publicly apologize with great respect in this way, and also hope that everyone who had acknowledged in good faith that slanderous matter will accept it as a lie and slander and correct the image of Lee Elders to see it again in the right light. In order to reach all the wrongly informed ones, and above all, to publicly vindicate Lee Elders, I choose to do this in this way through the channel of this bulletin that is circulated in my name and in Figure's name worldwide in the internet. There is to be explained also that Lee Elders has never taken a stand and defended himself against the slanderous accusations and has patiently endured everything over a time of more than 20 years, and in spite of wrongful differences in regard to Figure and my person, he continued to be a good and dear friend, and thus, I express my sincerest thanks to him. Would I have not asked Quetzal some time ago to finally get to the bottom of this whole matter, then this issue would have probably never been cleared up, and the differences would have continued to exist lifelong and would have caused discord. Therefore, I thank also Quetzal in this way, through the bulletin, for his immeasurable assistance, but I also thank Tua who strengthened me in my effort to publicly submit this unpleasant issue as it is presented here to the world, in order to end the defamation and slander towards Lee Elders, and to vindicate him. Billy Edward Albert Mayer, Vindication of Lee Elders, in 1994, a leaflet under my name, Billy Edward Albert Mayer, Sam J. Silver Star Center, CH 8495 Hintisch Midrutis ZH, Switzerland, was printed and has been distributed ever since in a circulation of about 180 pieces. In this leaflet, Lee Elders is wrongly described to be a fraud, thief, and a liar. This happened as a result of awfully incorrect information that only now, at this present time and through the described clarification of the plagiarians, has been proven to be lies and slander. Through these findings by clarification of the plagiarians, it could be shown that I, Billy Edward Albert Mayer, had been misled and lied to in matters of Lee Elders through several persons and their perpetually egotistic presumptuousness, their arrogance, perpetual insistence of knowing better, slander and defamation, as well as through their desire to play number one and be ahead of me and, therefore, be the most important persons themselves. Unfortunately, no human being is invulnerable to happenings of this kind. I am also not invulnerable, unfortunately. Regrettably, I put my whole trust in the fallible persons, as they were able to foist proof and pieces of evidence on me that referred to a real fault or proof of guilt of Lee Elders, yet these proofs turned out to be completely false and untrue. Thus, with my assumptions and with the leaflet against Lee Elders, I committed a wrong, and therefore, I sincerely apologize in all honesty to Lee Elders and banish the existing differences between him, my person, and the Figure into the past. It needs to be said that the aforementioned leaflet was not drawn up by me but by one of the persons who believed to be capable of taking over the position next to me, or even my position itself, by lying, slander, and providing false information. Once more, dear Lee Elders, from my side as well as from the Figure's side and out of a deeply felt need and necessity, I very much apologize for the differences in the past and the abuses caused by the leaflet, etc. for those who led me down the wrong path and who are today, fortunately, no longer part of the Figure Core Group, I can regrettably not apologize. Billy Edward Albert Mayer, Translator's Note, this concludes the official, authorized translated portion of the current version of this contact report. 27. That, my friend, is what I have to say. Billy, however, I still don't believe that's the donors and I will come yet to our money, and also because of the film, there are still a lot of mysteries, as well as with regard to G. G. who recently no longer appears to me to be so morally upright, as he presents himself. The 22nd of January 2004, Billy's note, the contacts with the American G. G. ultimately had to be broken off because he acted in the opposite sense of Figure's mission and spread falsified writings. Translator's note, in the 196th contact report, Mayer mentions the American G. G. After Quetzal's 13th sentence, and Quetzal's 25th sentence seems to be referring to the same person, whose first name is further clarified to be George. Thus, George G. can be none other than George Green of Global Insights. One can look into George Green and some of the literature that he has had published, to determine for oneself if George does, indeed, spread falsified writings, by visiting Global Insights web page. Quetzal, 28. That is well known to me. But you have to determine all these things around the time of the 7th of September, when you have your meeting. 29. Everything is now in your hands, and you have to make the best of it. 30. For my part, I will announce myself again in the foreseeable future. 31. Until then, I wish you all good progress, dear greetings, and good wishes, even for those who will meet in the center on the 7th of September, in order to clarify the occurring matters and to record them contractually. 32. And now, until we meet again, my friend, until next time. 33. Salam. 34. Next month, we will talk again. Billy, yes, Salam. Bye, and until we meet again. 196th Contact Sunday, September 30th, 1984. 1:30 p.m. Billy, I am sorry to tell you today that once again, you were mistaken on the basis of apparent facts. To all of that which I said to you in our last contact, you responded incorrectly because the actual facts look clearly different from those apparent ones that I was able to mention to you at that time. Of course, Lee Elders is no saint, and he hasn't responded to your request, namely that he should have been here on the 7th of September, 1984. And he has also provided no new contracts, as you demanded this. This is true, but this is very well justified by the fact that Lee couldn't come sooner, as he said, and that we really only had to discuss these things verbally. So it isn't a malevolence of his that the appointment of the 7th of September, 1984 wasn't kept but rather, perhaps, an act of defiance or such, I think. Quetzal, 1. However, he shouldn't have done that. Billy, certainly not, but anyhow, it seems understandable to me. Well, in any case, it is also such that at least a few things of what was said about him and his actions don't correspond to the truth. The charges that have been made against him don't all correspond to the full truth, so it is, at least in part, a clear case of slander. From Wendell Stevens, I know from a telephone conversation and from letters that parts of the allegations against Lee Elders are nothing but malicious slander. In addition, Lee was able to bring me some written material that proves to me in other cases that those accusations, in reference to financial interests and the fact that he doesn't work in our sense and in the sense of the mission, are nothing but malicious slander. Quetzal, 2. Are you sure of that? Billy, I'm not 100%, but the materials allow me, at least at the moment, to make no other judgment. To be sure, a lot isn't right with him, yet time will prove all of this. Quetzal, 3. Then, perhaps, I acted very wrongly toward him with my last conversation, for which he should be lenient towards me. 4. I really don't know where I should stand anymore because I always commit a blunder with the Earth people when it concerns the assessment of things that are of such form. Billy, you should once come to terms with it and thoroughly deal with the fact that the people of the Earth are no saints and, above all, neither is he. With the Earthlings, it is such that lies are invented for all possible purposes, so apparent facts also become generated, which can be quite devilishly deceptive because they are only apparent facts or lying facts. Quetzal, 5. You already told me that on many occasions, but I simply cannot come to terms with it because the fact that people lie is unusual and foreign to me. Billy, of course, but still, it is just so on the Earth. The Earthlings are not Pleiadians, to whom lying is a foreign word. For this reason, you shouldn't always take everything so devilishly seriously and at face value, if you. Quetzal, 6. That is correct. 7. I should rely more on your senses and on your feelings, I know. 8. That is also true, But I am stuck in my skin as you are in yours, if I may speak with your words once again. 9. So I just let myself be fooled again and again, even though I actually resist myself against it. Billy, good, then now hear me once. As I estimate things, the facts are as follows. Possibly someone around Roberta Brooks, or she herself, invents slanderous accusations against Lee Elders, apparently through a web of lies. This is presumably done in order to dislodge him and to boot out him and me as well as figure one after the other. The reason for this can probably be found in the fact that a Roberta or someone else can and wants to step into the place of Lee Elders. But as things look, everything points to Roberta, which I cannot prove, however. For this reason, I also wouldn't like to maintain that it is she herself or that the allegations against Lee Elders might still be right. Quetzal, 10. Why do the Earth people only lie and slander, my friend? Billy, lies and slander are usually done out of greed and selfishness or for other personal benefits. Quetzal, 11. That is incomprehensible to me. Billy, for you and yours already, but if you could finally imagine yourself in the being of the Earthling, then you would be able to understand everything. Yet this will probably never be the case. Quetzal, 12. It is, perhaps, better if I cannot do that. Billy, then it would be appropriate that you finally listen to my words more, even though I can also be severely mistaken, also concerning Lee. Quetzal, 13. I would gladly like to do that, even if... Billy, good, but how does it stand now with the book printing in America? I think that one should quietly leave these things in the hands of Lee. But in this connection, one has still dragged in G. And a certain Benedict. In addition, Gary Kinder, who wants to write a book about me, which I only find to be good. Lee also brought me a check concerning this, which I immediately cashed. I think that one should really write this book and that one shouldn't disappoint Lee Elders for his efforts relating to this. Translator's note. The book that Gary Kinder ended up writing on the Meyer case, which one can read by clicking on the link, is, Light Years, An Investigation into the Extraterrestrial Experiences of Edward Meyer, Quetzal, 14. You've already acted and have surely done the right thing. 15. Concerning the book of Gary Kinder, nothing is to be argued against it, which is why I can and probably have to give my consent for it. For you've already cashed the check. 16. After the things that you've told me, the facts in a variety of concerns, of course, look different from what I had supposed on the basis of what had happened, so Lee Elders is, at least in part, without reproach in these things. 17. But what I must continue to criticize are the contracts because they are written incorrectly. 18. As the contracts exist, the contact reports are also included therein. 19. But this may not be the case because they do not belong to the photographic material, but they form a part of your clerical work. 20. If Lee Elders wants further cooperation, then he has to provide new contracts, which specify everything clearly in this respect. 21. Therefore, the contact reports must be separated from the existing contracts and be placed among the remaining writing material. 22. If this is done, then I can agree to the fact that Lee Elders is granted the right to make publications, also in reference to the contact reports. 23. However, the condition is that he extracts the contact reports from the material awarded to him of the UFO interests, namely through a corresponding contract. 24. If this is done, then he should be given the right to publish the contact reports in the sentence numbered form, as they exist in the German language. 25. At the same time, it would certainly be of value if Lee would collaborate with Benedict and George, but this is to be determined on Lee Elder's side. 26. The other writings, and yes, there are many, must also be published, of course, and concerning this, I suggest that Lee Elders also undertakes the necessities, together with George and Benedict, if that can be done. 27. It is especially of importance that the book is published, along with the other writings. 28. It should be specifically noted that the book Om is held as bilingual, as well as the Decalogue. 29. For other writings, this is also absolutely necessary and, thus, not just desirable. 30. Om and Decalogue must be numbered sentence by sentence, like the originals, as well as the Talmud, Genesis, and the Introduction to Meditation. 31. For the remaining writings, such a numbering of the sentences isn't absolutely necessary. 32. It might also be of importance that also the Talmud, Genesis, and the teaching of the meditation are held as bilingual because these are also important writings, like the Om book and the Decalogue. 33. A great concern of mine is the storybook. 34. On our side, we find this work of yours to be very good and also very instructive, which is why we are also interested in this being published. 35. For this, G. might be able to be the authoritative person, who takes care of this important matter. 36. But first, you have to clarify this. 37. In order to let things take their course, however, I have to set another condition. 38. Within 2 years, efforts actually have to be made that lead to a success, otherwise, renewed contracts will expire. 39. The time has already long been exceeded, in which the writings should have been published into the English language. 40. For this reason, I must insist that within 2 years, what is necessary is done. 41. Should this not be the case, then you'd have to look around elsewhere, in order for the writings to be printed. Billy, 2 years, in and of itself, is a brief time because such things are very time-consuming on the earth. Quetzal, 42. Still, I think that this time is reasonable because I do not say that by the expiration of the time, the writings must be printed but that simply what is necessary is done to ensure that the writings go to press and can be brought among the people. Billy, that, of course, is different. Then I can negotiate now with Lee? Quetzal, 43. That is correct. 44. In addition, I would like to leave you a free hand here, but you must take into account the points that I mentioned. Billy, then, I can negotiate with Lee at my own discretion? Quetzal, 45. That is correct. Billy, then I would like to conclude our conversation for today because one certainly already waits eagerly to see what you had to say. Quetzal, 46. One knows that I'm here? Billy, no. But one knows that you promised me to come again in the month of September. And today is, nevertheless, the last day. Quetzal, 47. Then until we meet again, my friend. 48. I will come again at the end of October. 49. Salam. Billy, salam and bye. 197th contact, Tuesday, October 29th, 1984. 12:38 a.m., Quetzal, 1. From now on, it should be such that we no longer address all the old concerns regarding the group members, as well as the matters surrounding Lee Elders, for your health's sake. 2. Your health condition is really very vile, so we fear the worst and don't want to burden you with all the troublesome concerns anymore. 3. We have well covered and discussed everything, and we determined that it shouldn't have been possible for you to have been able to complete the work Om yet. 4. It is incomprehensible to us that you were still able to do this, in spite of the evil consequences of your collapse in the early morning of the 4th of November, 1982. 5. It is mysterious to us as to where you got your strength and energy because from a human, physical perspective, it shouldn't have been possible that you could complete the work yet. 6. From now on, you should no longer be confronted with the wretched things of the past and present but rather only with the conversations and interests that are unrelated to these, so that you have more peace and quiet. 7. In order to guarantee you this, We've also decided not to transmit to you our joint conversations anymore in the future because your powers and energies are used up too much by the telepathic transmissions, and you are brought to the brink of exhaustion. 8.